Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on Hump Day. All right, so it's hour number three. We play the camel to begin the show. That means beginning of hour number three, we go into a thing we call the Grand Council. I bring in two of my recalcitrant brethren in talk radio, and we ping each other with questions and to see where we go. So let me call the roll, make sure we have a quorum. Looking to the northward at 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN's Cumulus Broadcasting. Oh, by the way, he's the host of the Dale Jackson Show, does a gig with Yellowhammer, has some kind of TV thing. Dale Jackson, are you there?
Oh!
You are indeed. Stand at ease. All right, looking southward, all the way down yonder on the Gulf of America, I'm talking about the host of the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5, editor-in-chief of 1819 News, does some stuff with Breitbart. He's probably also a spy. Hey, Jeff Poor, are you there?
I'm present.
You are indeed. All right, I pronounce a quorum. Hit it, JP.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ta-da! All right, Dale Jackson, you're first. What you got?
All right, I just want to talk about this a little bit because it seems to be bubbling up yet again, the amnesty talk. Oh, Donald Trump mentioned it at a rally. He mentioned hospitality individuals and farm workers. And then the agricultural commissioner, the secretary of agriculture, came out and said there will be no amnesty for farm workers. And I thought to myself, you haven't really mentioned the hospitality people. What's that all about? Are we seriously looking at a potential amnesty here?
You first, Jeff. What you thinking?
No, I don't. I mean, they could look at it if they want. There is absolutely no way they could get amnesty through the House and the Senate. They've used all the political capital on the big, beautiful bill. There's no way you're going to get any Republican support for that. Well, maybe you'll get 25% of it, but it's not going to be enough to pass.
No, I totally agree. And by the way, it wasn't just the ag secretary who, by the way, is speaking about ag. She doesn't have hotels in her purview, so there's that. But okay. Then I think there was three other cabinet members, and including the president, who said there's not going to be any amnesty. So
I mean, he said it 2 days before that.
You know, there are times when Trump, it's almost like he thinks out loud while he's on the air, like, maybe we got to find a way to help with this. Maybe we got to do a thing, a big, beautiful thing. But then when he comes out and says policy, I mean, he was very affirmative when he said, ain't going to be no amnesty. Okay. So I think you're going to see an increased ability to do worker visas. You're probably going to find some legal means by which the farmers can get people to pick tomatoes in the field. But I do not think you're going to see amnesty for the dreamers and all the things they've talked about on the Democrat side for years. I just don't see it. Your own thoughts. What do you got? Your question. Is it a bracket of love right now? Is that what you're going to do?
No. I just think that it's interesting to hear this bubble up yet again. And maybe it's an attempt to sow division. I don't know. But it was based on his own words. And that kind of showed you that it was at least entered his mind.
Well, that's because you keep watching MSNBC. Bit. And that's where you get your talking points from.
That's right. Yes, I'm so sorry. I apologize for that. I believe it was something called a Trump rally where he said it.
Okay. All right. Jeff, next question. What do you got?
This really bothers me. That probably not on Dale's radar at all. It might be on yours, Senator. Not reappointing Lee Gwofny for the Pardons and Paroles Board. And that, I don't know, there's never an explanation for any of this stuff. They went with a guy in Jackson County, I'm sure he's fine. But a lot of these victims groups are, you know, in that space are not particularly thrilled. And did Gay Ivey cave to Democrats and give, like, the best Shelburns and the Chris Englands what they wanted here?
Well, that's a great question. And so I just became aware of this last night, so I was going to dig into it more. But I don't know the full answer to this, but I do know this. What I have seen is quite a softening towards what I would call getting rid of people that do the good things in government, like, you know, Kent Davis at the ADVA, or in this case, maybe one of the people on the parole board who we would like to keep on the parole board because he's there for victims' rights. I got a text last night from someone who worked with Vocal, which is, you know, the organization that stands up for victims' rights in the legislative process, and they're not happy at all about this. And when they're not happy, my radar goes up because they're the ones who would know better than anybody because they're in tune with who's actually taking care of the victims and not the criminals. There's been so many issues with the parole board. And by the way, it's kind of like libraries. You look at it and go, how is this the most controversial place in the state? But it is. And there's been like they'll swing the pendulum all the way to where nobody gets paroled. Then they'll swing it back to where everybody gets paroled. And I don't know what they're doing. Going centrist? Dale, your thoughts.
What was it, 21% paroled so far this year, 8% last year, 53% in 2018 or something. And the, like you just said, the pendulum swings there. I'm for the 8% part. I'll just be completely honest with you. So I kind of want somebody there who's going to keep these people in jail. Much to Jeff Poor's chagrin, I was speaking with Cam Ward not too long ago, and he was of the same mind. It's like, there's not a problem with not letting these people out of jail. But the problem is we've let a lot of the people out that deserve to be out, and what's left is the people that deserve to be in. And looking at raw numbers like they do at AL.com is just brain-dead nonsense. So whoever convinced Kay Ivey that, hey, this is very bad for you is wrong. I mean, but she responds to stuff like that. Too much Kyle Whitmire for Kay Ivey, and she needs to figure out a way to just listen to Jeff Poore and nobody else.
I'll never forget when Sue Bell Cobb was still at the Supreme Court, and she got in my face one day. Of course, she's like 5'1", so she's pointing up at me, and she goes, "Senator, what are you going to tell your constituents about you know, all your hard on crime?" I said, "Well, what are you going to tell them about being soft on crime? I don't have a problem with this." But I don't know who she caved into. Jeff, your own question. What are you thinking?
No, I think she absolutely caved. Now, when they cut loose Judge Graddick, when he was, I guess, the old Cam Ward, before Cam came on and quit the state senate, it was like they made a deal with the Democrats and for maybe votes on a gambling bill or something like that. Did KIV cut a deal with the Democrats on this? There's just like you get no answers or no explanation. Did she not like the direction of the Pardons and Parole Board, that they were way, way too harsh here? I know this is like a small thing, but I kind of got to be in my bonnet over it. And she is not like, we don't know what's going on. I think it's just indicative of a bigger problem in the Ivey administration.
That may be. And I don't have too much time left, but I got to say, she's a lame duck right now. And is there an agenda? I mean, does the governor's office even have an agenda this late in her tenure? I don't know, because they've never issued one. But if there's an agenda that she's trying to make deals for, what in God's name would it be? So I don't know, man. It's there's been a,
she's chasing a headline. I mean, I think that's obvious, right? Like, she's chasing a positive headline.
Does she know this happened? I mean,
well, one more thing on this, guys. None of the usual suspects, none of the best Shellbirds or Chris Englands or any of those guys who have been harping on this for the last 3 years are doing a victory lap over it. Isn't that odd?
But they aren't complaining either.
Flying under the radar. Or maybe they didn't even ask. Who knows? Maybe it just happened.
Well, no, but what I mean by the fact they're not complaining, meaning they're not going to give her credit for anything. They're just not going to bitch about it.
Well, there's that. All right. Hey, let me jump in there with a quick question. 1819, y'all ran a story. I just had Catherine Robertson on my show yesterday. I've known her for, you know, a number of years from back in her API days and you know, working in the legislative processes. She's running for AG, never run for office before. And dang if she didn't just suddenly get $1 million put in her bank account for running her race. I've never seen $1 million since we had whatever that Democrat's name was who came out of nowhere in the Porch Creek, gave him $1 million to try and
Joe Hubbard.
Again. Joe Hubbard, thank you. I've never seen a massive tranche like that just dropped on a candidate for AG until now. So is this a show enough race? I mean, is she going the distance here? Because it's obvious that from where it came from, that Steve Marshall, her current boss, probably put in a few good words. But what do you think? Is this going to be like? Is she going to be the next AG, Jeff?
No, I don't think that's true. I mean, I, she could be. I'm not saying she won't be, but I don't think it's a foregone conclusion. I still think Judge Mitchell's got a really good shot at it. I don't know. Pam Casey is she's fine, but I don't think she can raise money. So that to me, it's still at least a 2.5-person race. And I say half because Casey will take votes away from somebody.
Dale, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think she's been Marshall's right-hand woman for a very long time. So you're right about, you know, what he's, you know, putting his finger on the scale there. That's going to bring in a bunch of money. She's got to be the front runner so far. I mean, I know me and Jeff were talking about this off the air a minute ago. There's a Supreme Court justice in that race as well. But this, I think that her experience in that office is going to help her a lot in helping raise money.
Well, it absolutely is. And I think there's a real thought that, you know, she's going to have been working for the guy who's about to possibly be the next U.S. senator because he does have the name ID in the race right now on that. More to come, but I thought that was a significant impact to the race because before that she was raising money decently. Now she's got every bit the match on the fundraising needed for this race. All right, taking a break right now. That's round one of the Grand Council with Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, and this little old me, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, pulling pins on truth grenades. All right, going back to round two of the Grand Council. First question, second round. Dale Jackson, what do you got?
All right, I need you to not take your senator hat off and your talk show hat on off and put on your lawyer hat here
for
a second.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
No representation made, the quality legal services provided. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Jabari Peoples shot by a Homewood police officer, by all accounts, I'm guessing, is laid out exactly the way Homewood lays it out. He went for a gun, got shot.
Yeah.
Ben Crump is now here. I'm sick of hearing the idea that, oh, this will ruin the case if they put that information out. It will prejudice the jury. Well, what does all this talk like that's happening right now do to the potential jurors? The law they have now is dumb. They need to make it to where the tape is released for any shooting with a police officer after 2 weeks, redact the blood or whatever you need to do. Why don't they just do that? It can't be because it impacts the case. That just can't be a reasonable reason.
Well, it has to be because it impacts the case, because there's no other reason not to. It does impact the case if you divulge evidence in the public sector that could be otherwise exculpatory or needs to be disclosed, first of all, to the defendant, or for that matter, you know, could implicate the law enforcement.
But let me just ask this. Tape is a tape. Okay, if it shows him shooting a guy in the back for no reason, it shows him shooting the guy in the back for no reason. If it shows the guy holding the gun, it shows the guy holding the gun. The tape doesn't change because Ben Crump gets sad about it.
Well, and by the way, you know, Ben Crump, I mean, the guy's a rabble-rouser. All he does is travel around the nation looking for the next race-baiting opportunity.
But he's not here if the tape's released.
He is here if the tape gets released. I guarantee you, in today's modern age, he's going to claim the AI regenerated the tape.
He stays away.
I think they're going to wind up showing the family the tape. I've not been following this real closely because I get sick of things like Ben Crump. Jeff, you can weigh in if you want to, but I think this story is going to wind up being that the tape is going to wind up getting released. At the very least, that the family is going to be shown, and they're going to have to decide whether they want to pursue it or not. Jeff?
I think there needs to be a third party involved. I don't trust Aaliyah. I just don't. I never have. Ever since it was formed. To make this call, you need a judge or you need somebody because they're just going to call everything. They're just going to look for a reason not to release this. So what's the point of even having the body camera? Why are we paying for it as taxpayers if we can't see this footage? We're never going to get the transparency or sort of that idea that when it was sold to us that we need to mandate it.
What? So maybe you guys are quoting part of the story that I haven't seen. Are they saying they refuse to release it? It will not ever be released? What are they saying?
I mean, just hanging on to it, and they haven't released it yet. They're saying the investigation is ongoing, and we're not going to release it.
Go ahead.
But they also said at the beginning, we're going to show them, and then they did, and they turned it over to
Aaliyah. But they're dealing with more than just the crime itself. They're also dealing with the Policeman's Benevolence Association, which is like their union. They're dealing with the civil service laws. They're dealing with the law enforcement officer himself having rights.
I mean, that's fine.
So it's going to be released.
But let me say this. It took them years. Down here, there was a similar case where Laniap wanted to see the body camera footage for something the Sheriff's Department in Baldwin County did, and they had to go to court over it, and they just weren't going to release it. I mean, they just too arbitrarily are going to tell you, no, we're not going to release that, sit on it.
I think they're going to release it. I think they're going to have to. They just haven't yet.
I don't mean to eat up a bunch of time here,
but
my point. But yeah, I know. But look at the Steve Perkins case, okay? They let that narrative get so rooted in that by the time that video got released, and we finally saw it, it didn't matter to the people anymore. They had already built in, everyone had already dug it in their position. This thing just needs to come out. People need to see it. This is completely out of control at this point.
All right, next question. Jeff, what do you got?
Jeffrey Epstein, what do you think of it? I expected someone to ask this already, but nothing to see here. Time to move on.
No, I mean, I think it was the most ham-handed. I mean, and look, listen, is there nothing there? Okay, then why was there something there until there wasn't? And you made it very clear. They did a horrible job of coming out with the there's nothing there thing. If they're going to do it, they need to do a far better rollout and not just like release some footage that was missing a key minute. You know, it was basically a self-inflicted wound on this thing. Is there nothing there? I don't know, but I'll tell you right now, I really believe there's something there because you don't have that many victims. You don't have the missing black book. You don't have Ghislaine Maxwell still in jail. No one's talked to her. You don't have Prince Andrew losing everything rights as a member of the royal family over nothing burgers. There's something there. I suspect that what's really happening is there's an intelligence issue that could create some serious instabilities on the world stage if you found out that a member of the royal Saudi family or something like that was on Epstein's Island. There's got to be more to it than this. I cannot believe the there's nothing there thing story is really what they're going to go with. Jeff, Dale, what do you got?
My good friend Dan Bongino.
Okay.
Even though he said in 2020, 21, 22, 23, and 24 that there was something on this list and he was going to get it out. You know, we were going to see it. And now he's there. And for him to say, there is nothing, well, there's got to be nothing.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. Dan Bongino had the best response of anybody I've seen. I will say that. He said, I used to get paid to have opinions. Now I get paid to deal with facts. And I thought that was a great response. That's probably the only thing they should have gone with.
Maybe, but he'd probably be going insane if he was on the radio.
Right? Yeah, he would have. Well, 1 minute left, Jeff. Your own question. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I think there's certainly a possibility there's nothing there. I'm open to that. I mean, I'm willing to give these guys a benefit of the doubt. Sure. And, you know, I don't know. We may never know. But they did. At best, it was sloppy, ham-handed, as you said, at worst. They're covering something up. Neither one of these are good. They need to get somebody out there in front of this, at least answer some questions and put this to rest.
All right, 30 seconds. Quick question. Are we going to see GOP candidates stop taking money from the AEA? Jeff?
No.
Dale?
Absolutely not.
You're right. That's unfortunate, but it's true. The teachers union still has some sway in Montgomery and it needs to stop. All right. That is it. That's the Grand Council. Another round. Listen, appreciate you both. Thank you so much. We'll have you back on next week, as always. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up on the break, I got to remind you as we head out, DeKalb MD, Healthcare Simplified, is the sponsor weekly of the Grand Council. I'll tell you more about DeKalb MD right after the break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.